What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for our Monday morning look, our first look for the week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. As of yesterday, the fire at the Cerro Patagon landfill, located in the town of Ancon, has been controlled by 80% in the sector known as Calle 50 and by 98% in the tire depot. This was reported by the government yesterday, Sunday, after a meeting held to evaluate the progress of the fire extinguishing tasks, which began last Thursday afternoon. According to a report from the interinstitutional team in charge of looking at the issue, on Saturday night, work was done to guarantee the confinement of the fire that caused, among other things, a part of Panama City to be covered in toxic smoke. For his part, the General Director of the Urban Home Cleaning Authority, Rafael Prado, reported that the landfill is already operating at 100%, but in a supervised manner. It must be remembered that the landfill has been closed due to this fire that was reported since last Thursday afternoon. The emergency caused the suspension of the entry of the collection trucks that were going to make the final disposal of the garbage, both from the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, which provides a service in the District of Panama, and from the Reciclado Vida y Salud Company, San Miguel, and they're in charge of the collection in San Miguelito. The colonel of the fire department, the Panama Fire Department, Luis Angel Jaramillo, also explained that they are working with twice as many dump trucks, 31 in total, in the underground work. Throughout the weekend, they distributed several shifts. Approximately 1,250 units remain working, including permanent and volunteers, it was reported. The public ministry opened an ex officio investigation to determine the origin of the fire. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, urged the government of Laurentino Cortizo to make the necessary structural changes for the depoliticization of the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU. The entity has been the target of questions due to the granting of controversial financial aid that has remained in the hands of children of deputies, ministers, businessmen and a group of, quote, influencers. In the Sunday column, this is La Camera Opina, the business union expressed that IFARU is a vital and strategic institution in building the future of the country, and that therefore the misuse and waste of state resources as a result of politicization is reprehensible of the same. The CCIP also brought to the fore distrust in the institution following the questioned cases of financial aid granted to family members and close friends of some of the officials and deputies. The text of this edition of La Camera Opina focuses on the call for job creation, which is one of the most pressing challenges for Panama. The combination of unemployment and informality aggravated by the pandemic and the closures of communication routes in July of 2022, October and November of last year. They require redoubling efforts on the part of the authorities, workers and the employer sector, it stated. The CCIP indicated that the lack of technical skills constitutes a significant barrier to the employment of thousands of young Panamanians, contributing to youth unemployment and, in many cases, social marginalization. However, it was insisted that technical education is an effective tool for progress. In this sense, it was highlighted once again the support to the Specialized Higher Technical Institute of its Board of Directors, in addition to the training offered by the National Institute of Vocational Training and Training for Human Development and the internship programs and companies, which are tools effective to provide young people with the opportunity to gain practical experience and skills relevant to the labour market. Training in technical skills provides young people with the opportunity to improve their living conditions, reduce poverty and contribute to the economic development of the country, stressed the union, chaired by Adolfo Fabrega. The next administration that takes over the reins of the country as of the 1st of July of this year will have to work on several fronts, such as unemployment, the finances of the Social Security Fund, security, accessibility of water for human consumption and the canal, among others. All of these problems have something in common. financing is needed to solve them, and that is another obstacle that the next government must overcome. The country's debt closed at $47,025 million in 2023, which represents a year-on-year increase of $2,751 million. The figure would have been higher, but in December more than $690 million were paid between principal and interest. Likewise, during the last month of last year, the government received more than $140 million from the multilateral organisations such as the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, which disbursed $86 million and which will be used in the financing programmes additional for the emergency response project against COVID-19 in Panama. Also, the administration of President Laurentino Cortés received at the end of 2023 $20.7 million to finance the Comprehensive Transformation and Improvement Plan program of the National Institute of Vocational Training and Training for Human Development, as well as $6.2 million for the Educational Infrastructure program. In addition, $2 million corresponding to the construction of Line 3 of the Panama Metro entered the state coffers. From the 1st of July of 2019 to December the 31st of 2023, the Cortizo administration has increased the balance of the debt of the non-financial public sector by $20,413 million, being the largest increase during a presidential period exceeding the management given by the three leaders prior to 2019. The Ministry of Economy and Finance, Hector Alexander, has defended the increase in debt during the current administration, stating that it was done in a calculated, responsible, and not random manner. San Miguelito, a district where 280,777 people live, according to the 2023 census, has a budget of $42 million this year. The municipality, under the command of Hector Valdez Carrasquilla, a member of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party and who is seeking re-election in the May the 5th elections, has 254,567 people qualified to vote, according to the preliminary electoral roll of the Tribunal Electoral. The budget of the municipality of San Miguelito this year is $7.4 million higher than that of 2023, $34.6 million, and it includes figures such as $100,000 for donations to people, $200,000 for food, and a consultancy for $800,000, which it will be paid with funds from the Treasury Department. Valdez Carrasquilla's office has also budgeted $33,600 for representation expenses and $175,000 for special services which are not specified. The data is recorded in Municipal Agreement 110, dated December the 29th of 2023, and published in the Official Gazette 29947-A, dated the 11th of January. One of the Municipal Council noted other expenses such as $140,000 for diets, $140,000 more than last year, $100,000, and it also has $13,200 for representation expenses. The Council also budgeted an allocation of $15,000 for food and another $15,000 for unforeseen items. The Community Board of Amelia Denis de Icaza, led by Nicolas Barrios of the PRD, has $344,880 at its disposal. That, the Belisario Porras, which was under the control of PRD member Cesar Caballero and murdered on the 7th of November, has a budget of $430,200, while that of Jose Domingo Espinar, led by Dixia Delgado, also from the PRD, has $342,582. Barrios and Delgado will try to be re-elected in the May tournament, while Dinora Núñez, Caballero's substitute, is the PRD's bet to retain power in the Belisario Porras Communal Board. Two candidates for the general elections of the 5th of May are on the list of people arrested in the middle of Operation Alps In judicial action, dismantled a network that was alleged dedicated to drug trafficking and money laundering in the coastal areas of the peninsula from Azuero. This is Arnaldo Acevedo Delgado, who aspires to represent the town of Peña Blanca in the district of Las Tablas for the ruling Nationalist Republican Liberation Movement, Molly Reyna, and from Bolivita Corro Vega, candidate to be represented in the district of Paris, Parnatsini Parita district in the province of Herrera. Both are prosecuted for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. On Sunday, the 14th of January, a guarantee judge legalized the arrest of 63 people detained in various operations. Acevedo was captured on Thursday, the 11th of January, at the Tocumen International Airport in Panama City as he entered the country from Medellin, Colombia. According to the authorities in charge of the investigation, this man is considered, along with Carlos Mosquera, alias Calitín, one of the leaders of the criminal network that operated on the coasts of the provinces of Herrera, Los Santos, Veraguas, and Coclay. Nabil Quintero, 32 years of age, an official of the Los Santos Regional Electoral Tribunal, is also being prosecuted in this investigation. Apprehended last Thursday, January the 18th, when arriving at the Tocumen International Airport from Europe. During a hearing held last Friday, the guaranteeing judge, Abridio Alonso, decreed provisional arrest for the alleged commission of crimes against collective security in the forms of conspiracy to commit crimes related to drugs and against the economic order in the form of money laundering. According to a statement from the judicial branch, the judge made that decision considering that he could flee to evade the process. His lawyer, Leonardo Paul Aparicio, appealed the measure. Therefore, a hearing was scheduled for January the 25th at the offices of the Superior Court of Appeals of the 4th Judicial District, that's in Herrera and Los Santos. The Electoral Tribunal, an entity whose president is Judge Alfredo Junca, ruled after Quintero's capture, was announced. The alleged illicit activity of this official is their exclusive responsibility and has nothing to do with the Tribunal Electoral, the institution said in a statement. An official from the National Aeronaval Service, SANAN, one from the National Border Service, Centrefront, and another from the National Police are also detained in the case. In this case, $1.9 million in cash, 45,000 euros, 6 tons of drugs, 22 vehicles, several firearms, 400 ammunition rounds, and beach houses owned by Colombian citizens who used them for meetings and parties were seized. Until last Friday, 16 people had agreed to sentencing agreements after they accepted their responsibility in exchange for a sentence of 60 months in prison. In addition to serving the prison sentence, the agreements include the return of money and property resulting from criminal activity. And that's it. There we go. Starting the week off, our first look for the week, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for this morning's programme.